opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio. This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
It's time for Tell It to Stanya.
It's all about you. Ooh. Let's peel away the layers and focus on you. What's going on inside? Let's talk about love and truth and the matter of who we are. Let's find out together on Tell It to Stanya.
Pleasant good afternoon and welcome to Tell It to Stanya. That's right. I am she and she is definitely me. All right. So we have a full house today. I have everybody in studio today, T-A-D-A-Y, today. Okay. Now, as you guys know, I was missing in action last week. I needed a little break, y'all. After all the drama and trauma and everything that happened with, y'all know the episodes that we had. Okay. Right. I mean, I'm trying to shop last week and people are asking me, okay, well, what happened to this? Or yeah, the thing and all that stuff. So my understanding, your girl needed a break. But here I am today, and I just want to share where we're going to go today. We are going to touch those past three episodes. You know what I'm talking about. I almost feel like I was at, I don't know, TikTok story time part 33. But we're going to touch that. We're going to go a little deeper with that a little later in the show. So we're going to unpack, because if you remember correctly, that kind of, I wouldn't say it traumatized me. It didn't traumatize me, but what it did is that it touched my heart a bit. And I don't know if it touched my heart because, as I shared during that show, I am the product of divorced parents. And so I know what it's like to be a casualty of war and to just try and navigate parent stuff. So we're going to go a little deeper. And before we go there, though, let me just introduce everyone one time. Okay, we got Random Citizen via Zoom. Random, you there? Random Citizen. Brittany. Random Citizen, are you there? I can't hear her, Brittany. Okay, I don't know. Maybe she'll join in a minute. We have Mr. Smith, and Mr. Smith, of course, he's been on the show. He's even hosted the show for me. Hi, Mr. Smith. I'm not sure. Turn your mic up a little bit because I can't hear nothing. Right. And Mr. Smith is joining me. Definitely, he's joining me today because we're going to do the unpacking a little later in the show. And then now, listen, my special. Look at Mr. Cummins, what happened? You know, I'm feeling like you know how you looking? Like, Jesus, Lord, tell us to stand here full of crap, too. I have my special guest in studio today, their guest, and they're co-hosting with me today. I have the Culmers. Hi, hello. I have Laron Culmer.
Hello, good evening. Good morning.
Okay, and then we have Tanya Culmer.
Good afternoon, how are you?
Okay, so they are brother and sister. They're not a couple, they're brother and sister. And let me tell you all now. So I was just minding my own business, you know, I always just minding my own business. And I saw a few things pop up on Facebook. So I was like, you know something, because you know Stanya is in search of sponsors and guests and everything. So I said, you know what, let me take a look at Bella Picture Suites and see, you know, what is this all about? It looks good, but you know, pictures could be very deceiving. You know, like when you meet somebody and see them on wherever and then in person. Kumbaya, my Lord. I must suggest me, yeah, it's guest swing. Anyway, so I pulled up, and so I opened the door, and immediately I'm blown away because the first thing I see, first of all, it's, you know, there's the foyer, the welcome area. Okay. It's very professional.
Yes.
You know, it's very, who designed that?
My mom.
Really?
Bonnie Culmer, yeah.
Okay, so I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing.
Yes.
And then the first Kalma that I, well, she's not a Kalma, of course, she's me not now, but the first person I met was Leslie.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Hi, Leslie.
She's definitely listening right now.
Yes. And so, and Leslie is the general, is she the general manager there?
Yes, yes. She is.
Okay. So, like, is she the youngest? Is she the middle? Who's the oldest? Who's the youngest?
Do I look like the youngest?
See, you're trying to set me up. You're trying to set me up, Tonya.
I'm the oldest.
Okay, so it's you.
Yes.
And then?
So, like I said, my when it comes to Bella, my dad built it. Mm-hmm. My mom, okay. I'm the oldest. And then my brother's the head chef.
Okay.
My youngest sister is the general manager.
Okay.
And then my middle sister, she's the one running Bonaventure Lab. So we are normally on the lab part, and then I dip in as spokesperson.
Okay.
And helping out with marketing on Bella's side.
Okay, so now, because you just bought in Bonaventure, so yes. What's the connection between Bonaventure and Bella Signature Suites?
That is the heart and brain of everything.
Okay.
Well, to give you kind of the whole story of it, Bella Signature Suites is basically a spinoff of our property of Bella Rock that we have on Key West Street. Bella Rock is derived from my mom's grandmother, who is Arabella Bain from Sandy Point, Abaco. I mean, from Gordon's Key, Abaco. No, you cannot confuse the two. Mm-hmm. And my dad's grandmother, Rocky, who is from Blanket, San Andres.
Okay.
So then that's how we came up with Bella Rock, and it did so well.
Oh, okay.
And now we did Bella Signature Suites on Soldier Road. It's a 16-room boutique hotel and restaurant. And Arabella is the grandmother who had, if you're from Rachel's Boutique, Garment Unlimited. She's pretty legendary.
Okay, educate us.
Right. And then Rachel Garcia had Bonnie Comer, and she's the head of Bonaventure Medical Lab.
Okay.
And so then we have the whole spinoff with the hotel, the restaurant, and then we have a lab in the front on Soldier Road as well.
Oh, I didn't even notice that. So, okay, guys. So after, I enter and I'm like, okay, who can I speak to here?
Right.
And of course, y'all know I nosy.
Right.
So I was like, can I take a tour? And I took a tour. And honestly, guys, it is amazing. Walking up with Tony, I was telling her, she's like, oh, thank you for having us on the show. And so I turned to her and what did I say to you?
You said that it's very underrated and it's mind-blowing. You said.
Yes, and I don't advertise what I don't...
You said you don't advertise anything that you don't believe in.
Exactly. Right. Okay. So looking at the rooms, guys, listen. Did mommy design the rooms as well?
Yeah, my dad and my mom, yes, both of them.
She designed it. Oh, no, man. Y'all let mom design it.
100%.
She did an amazing job.
Thank you.
Like, it's very... It's well-planned, well-thought-out. I don't even know, actually, what I liked most about the boutique hotel because, the rooms were amazing. Then y'all have the outside by the pool where, they rent that part out.
Yes.
Then, they had, a small little fitness center.
Yes.
Okay, then y'all had the meeting space, the kitchen space where you can have, if you want to have, let's say, conversations with Stanya, hint, hint, and I was hosting something, then you have it there.
Yeah.
Then I walked on the other side. Then y'all had the dining space. Uh-huh. Mom decorated that and designed that as well.
All the tiles, the beautiful gold tiles, the gray tiles. Like I say, she used every shade of gray in there, but it's beautiful.
Has she always been into stuff like that?
I think so. I mean, she's been designing and taking care of homes since. Day one, it's got to be her passion. Honestly, I think buying furniture is her passion.
It's her passion. Okay, any of y'all got that from mom?
The spending part.
Not the designing.
Yeah, the spending part, not so much the design.
Okay, so yeah, guys, so y'all really need to check it out. Back in the day, I ain't calling no name, Mrs. Smith, you might know, but it's back in the day, because they in their 20s.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean, their 20s.
Yes.
So, back in the day, when you think about, a Bahamian hotel, motel, something has come to mind. I ain't calling no name boutiques, right? But going inside this place, guys, that's a different level, different lane. You're no longer in Nassau.
Oh, I get that a lot.
You get that a lot, yes.
Every human one says, this does not feel like Soldier Road. This does not look like Soldier Road. Where are we?
I think from the outset, too, from the outside.
You saw it? You know where it is?
Feel. I was curious about it for many, many
years. No, you need to go and check it out.
I saw it unfolding.
Yeah. Right.
And so I was just watching and watching.
That's
and watching.
True. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
So you saw what it was and you saw it build up.
Because we saw the walls go up.
Yeah.
Yes.
Had to.
And then, then this is the other thing that I saw, too. So, once again, y'all know, tell it to Stanley Nosey. So, as I'm in the room and I'm looking out the window. Don't ask me why I was looking out the window.
Okay.
I saw that, I was like, Leslie, is that Like, is that a garden? Like, what is that?
I was wondering if you were going to mention that.
When Dad was building it, the first thing I said is like, Dad, whatever we do, put a garden. I want fresh produce. I want fresh herbs.
Right.
I want fresh stuff. I don't want to go to the store for everything. I want to grow it, and I want to utilize it and use it. So that was growing with the building, and a lot of stuff is harvesting now. Fresh basil, fresh parsley, fresh thyme, fresh rosemary. All of our drinks we use out of straight out of the garden.
Okay.
A couple of salad, a couple of entree items straight out of the garden. And it creates a sense of pride with my staff.
Okay, guys, like, are y'all get what he's saying? Because, listen, child, listen, you're the most humble one out of the crew.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Because, guys, like, I mean, like, are y'all listening to what he's saying? What he's saying pretty much is that they grow their own crops, that they're using the basil. They grow the basil, the thyme. What else do you guys have out there?
Thyme, rosemary, parsley.
So it's fresh.
We have a couple sauces being just from stuff out of the garden. The peppers. And we're trying to grow some more things. We're experimenting with some things, too. And then, you know, it's also going to adjust with the menus.
Okay.
So, you know what I'm saying, seasonal things. And also with also our promotions and events that we're going to let you know about a little later.
Yes.
This is all going to factor in.
We came up, Mrs. Smith, and you know, both of you were having the conversation, and Mrs. Smith. Little nosy too. Hey, you look familiar. Where, you know, what did you do? Blah, blah, blah. And you shared that you had a restaurant before.
I had the Seafood Shack.
Located
on Robinson Road.
I remember that.
We had it for about 10 years. COVID beat us up. We had to start making some changes after 2023.
Uh-huh.
So we closed them all down. But, I mean, that was some of the most prideful moments in my life.
Really?
Being able to teach, showing a lot of people how to do more than just, like, you know, the simple things and cooking. Like, a lot of people left that restaurant and were able to get really good jobs.
So, okay. Well, now my favorite, I remember it was like, okay, I had fish.
Go for it.
Oh, from Seafood Shack. Go ahead.
Once again, like I said earlier, well, Ms. Kalma said this, I don't promote things that I don't believe in. When people come and they say, oh, this is a product. No, I got to try this product first to see, does it taste good? Does it do what you say it's going to do? Because I know people, I don't want anyone to say, okay, well, I got this from Stani and it was a lie. So, no. But I remember, okay, I had fish and vegetables.
Pita?
Yes. Yeah, that was my favorite one.
Yeah, we had the pitas. We had the poor man meal. We went viral for that. We went viral for the Johnny Cake Bowl. We went viral for our seafood platters, our shrimp and calamari snacks.
And
a lot of that now with the new menu coming up. We have a new menu coming up with Bella in approximately about 2 weeks' time, which is going to incorporate more of some of that good old Seafood Shack style for lunch and stuff like that.
Okay, so I have one more question about Seafood Shack, and then I'm going to come back over here to Isabella. Okay, now you just mentioned that you said it was good teaching people. So was it also a mentorship for you at the restaurant?
Honestly, that was some of the best moments of it. A lot of people today shake my hand in public, and just because they used to work for me, and they were able to learn some things that they were able to take to another job, and they got the job, you know, spot on. And even though, you know what I'm saying, that's the goal of a chef, really. You know what I'm saying? Like, you'd be able to teach somebody something, and what's the saying go? Teach a man how to fish.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what I was doing. So I was very prideful with Seafood Trendings. I enjoyed being able to do it on my own.
Right.
I was able to open up one location in Miami for 2 years.
Really?
Yeah, we signed the lease.
It's commendable. Yeah.
Really?
We signed the lease. We signed the insurance. We signed the marketing agreements. 2 weeks later, government shutdown. COVID.
What? Oh, yeah. Okay, so that killed it.
So all through the 2 years, we were open through COVID, and we still were able to manage and be open. But then after that, between my back and forth, I had to do it. And now we started focusing on this, and that's where we're at.
So were you always, like, into cooking, or, like, was it something?
Yeah, I've been cooking since, probably 20. I'm 39 now. So I've been cooking straight in businesses. I've worked in small restaurants, big restaurants, independents, hotels. Mm-hmm. I've done chefing. I've done caterings. I've been around the block a little bit now at this point.
I taught him, actually.
She taught me how to season chicken at, like, 12. And she has claimed that since.
And that's, so I was just about to say, can anyone cook? I mean, like, are you the only one who can cook?
Yes, no.
So, okay, so what's on your food taking place in life? Let's just say she's not the chef.
Listen to me.
I don't cook.
But you... This has gone downhill. This going all the way downhill. Okay. All right.
I can. And when I do, it is top shelf. It is amazing. And then everybody keeps wanting me to cook. So I can cook. And when I do, it's specialty and it's going to be great. It will be very rare, but I don't cook, but I can if I need to.
Okay. I enjoy cooking. So yeah. When it comes to like Thanksgiving, Christmas, everyone's let Laurent don't do even... it.
This is interesting because it's okay. I've met the first person I met was Leslie, right? Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you showed up and then Tanya came in. Yeah. But, like, okay, so looking at all three of y'all, like, it's like it's very interesting, it's very brother and sisterly, it's very funny,
yes,
in a word to my Grammy, jokety.
Yeah.
But it seems like everyone brings something different to the table,
absolutely.
We have to.
Yeah,
absolutely, rare.
All so, different. Okay, so you guys have an event coming up.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What's the event?
What we're doing, we had such a nice buzz from the Valentine's Day event that we had. We hosted an event called the Lady in Red Party.
I missed that one.
It was so good. It was so private. Yeah. It was private. It was technically private because you had to get a ticket.
Yes.
Okay.
It really hurt to even turn people away, but we were booked out to the max.
Really?
We had to turn away almost different couples that night.
Really?
Yeah. The room was so decorated. It was dimly lit. It was so magic. Like the lights were off and just like dim lights, and then they had the saxophone playing.
No.
We had one of our staff. She was doing songs. She did like two different parts of, I think, 30-minute segments of singing. Mm-hmm. We had, like I said, the saxophone is going on.
We had a photo booth. We gave you two roses. We gave you a ball of champagne.
Okay.
And on top of that, it was an eight-course meal.
Okay. What? I don't know what an eight-course meal even would look like.
My goal is essentially to, like, you know what I'm saying, like, convert things and bring something new that you're familiar with. Like, you might be familiar with guava, mm-hmm. but, like, you know what I'm saying, if I can make a guava red wine reduction that pairs well with a duck breast, then I'm able to, I could still get you.
Right.
Even though it's new, even though it's something that you're kind of familiar with, like, how did you do that?
Right.
And so that's what we did with Valentine's Day. We did a chef's table, and the beauty of the response was people were interested in trying new things.
So what did y'all have? Hungry?
That night, I'm sorry, you know, to get mad.
Top shelf.
Yeah, we had conch crackers. We made crackers out of conch.
Crackers out of conch?
Yeah, it was very
good. Keep going. It's eight courses again.
We had the crack conch. We had a sweet potato lobster bisque, which went very well. It was a starter. Lobster biscuits with a lobster butter and utilizing the lobster fat and the water from the lobster.
Mrs. Smith, look hungry over there tonight. Okay, go on.
This sounds amazing.
And this was just the 8 hours. Then we did a nice salad with carrot ribbons and goat cheese crumbles. And then we did a jerk octopus. And then we did two entrees.
The jerk the octopus.
Yeah, really?
Nice chimichurri, potato pavé. A lot of pictures will be on our website. And then entree-wise, we did a duck breast with guava red wine reduction.
Wow.
And then we also did a filet mignon with a crab stuffed mushroom and scallop stuffed mushroom. And the people loved it. It was all small courses. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes Bahamian is just like, oh, here's a little bit of food.
No, eight courses, you're going to be full.
And on top of that, we're giving you drinks. So what we're gearing towards with this new event is the reservation-only events.
Okay.
With Fire and Wine.
And Fire and Wine is the event that you guys have coming up on March the 28th.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
The end of the
March the 28th, we partnered with Cisco Bahamas and Black Sails, a wine company, and they will have a sommelier pairing the wines with the dishes.
Okay, I saw that on... That's sitting out front. I saw that.
Yes, and I'm basically pairing dishes that are touched by hot flame.
Okay.
Like grills, smoked elements, and stuff like that, how it works with different type of wines. So the next time you have your little cookout, the next time you have your little get-together, you know what wine to
put
to the barbecue that matches well with char, matches well with different type of spices, matches well with stronger flavors. And we have a very nice, very, very nice menu. We have a very that I'm pretty proud of. I think it's going to change the game in a lot of different areas as far as bringing to the table. Because we plan on doing this every month.
Oh, so it's going to be a monthly event.
That's the goal. We have a couple of dates.
Are we keeping, last month was 8 courses, and now you're doing 11.
Well, because we did 8 courses, but I threw some hits out there, too. So, like, I just want people to know, if you're booking this, you're coming to have a good time, you're coming to drink, you're coming to eat, you're not coming to worry about nothing else. But enjoying yourself. We closed the whole restaurant out just for you guys.
Okay, so once again, because I be minding my own business, y'all. I saw the menu.
Yes, ma'am.
I saw the menu on the table. And so once again, because in my mind, I was like, you know, I just was. I don't know what I was thinking. I don't know if I'm thinking like Soldier Road, Village Road, but no Soldier Road type of thing. Not that there's anything wrong with Soldier Road, by the way. I'm not.
And we're Soldier Road North.
Right, and Soldier Road North, really, yeah.
Right.
I want to say like closer to Village Road side, but okay, coming in.
It's a very quiet neighborhood.
It is
very quiet, especially by the pool. It is so serene back there.
It is. So, like, what were some of the menu items? Because I know I saw Oyster Rockefeller.
Well, that's on the Event for Fire and Wine.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We got some really cool stuff. We got a skillet, cornbread that we're going to make on the skillet and cook on the grill. We have a roasted tomato and soup, a roasted tomato soup with grilled cheese on coconut bread. Then after that, we have our blackberry jerk chicken wing lollipops. That's
interesting. Jerk chicken lollipop.
Blackberry
jerk lollipop. Yes. I don't even know what that looked like.
Exactly.
Okay, go on.
And that's what we want. We're doing other little things like we're incorporating, like I said, the flame is the biggest thing. So I want that to touch every little element that we have going on. So I have a duck breast dish there that's going to remind you. It's going to be like a high-end chicken and fries.
Right.
Which we make plantain fries.
Okay.
And then I make a guava ketchup with that. One of my entrees is a skirt steak stuffed with lobster, and it comes with a smoky spinach puree.
Oh, my God. Okay.
And it's going to be a steak. And all of these will be paired with different wines from Black Sales as well.
Y'all think y'all couldn't bring one little sample here today? Something?
I must say, I'll admit that we are hiring because this is in supply and demand right now.
It's been crazy.
I wake up to orders. I go to sleep to orders.
It's been crazy.
You know, and we have a particular, clientele that's been coming, and they've been doing, they're letting us know, we want more of this, and we focus on that, because it's so community.
So, okay, Tanya, what do most people like? Like, what do they like about
food? Yeah. I mean, about Bella completely?
Yeah.
I mean, of course, you said when you walk in, first of all, it's not Soldier Road. The ambiance is the spaciousness, the vibe.
Right.
We've had people where they have a booking and they don't want to use the meeting space because they'd rather be in the dining room with the vibe, with the ambiance. So, of course, they love that part. Food and drinks, the food is 10 out of 10. The drinks are 10 out of 10. We have signature cocktails, signature mocktails that are 10 out of 10.
Okay.
We have the signature cocktails. Actually, 6 of them are named after each family member each characteristic.
Let me hear this one. Tanya, I won't know what yours is. But
because I did.
Okay.
But the signature cocktails are absolutely, absolutely top shelf. We have the, let's start with me. There's one named after me, the Tony Montana.
Okay.
It is our top selling item in the whole building. It is top selling from food, everything. It's the Tony Montana. You have to come
and try. Hold on 1 second. Excuse me, Laurent. Why it had to be Tony Montana?
That's me. I named it.
Yeah, when we came up
Tell me how that goes with our personality. Talk to business.
I forgot what's in it now.
You broke in my brain.
Yeah. They are juicy.
It's a strong, sweet drink. And that's how Tonya designed it.
But, you ain't saying too much.
No.
You staying safe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sweet drink.
What's the one named after him?
He is the elevated happy juice.
Okay.
Because everything he does, like he says, you don't come and get a kunk snack. It's a top tier something.
It's elevated.
It's a blackberry jerk chicken lollipop. You don't get a regular chicken wing with him. So him is the elevated happy juice, and happy juice is normally Hennessy and apple juice. So his is pure white Hennessy and apple juice.
Oh my. Okay. And Leslie, what's Leslie?
Leslie is stranded. Mm.
Okay.
Well, she named it that. So
okay, how does that go with her personality?
Leslie is fun. And it's a lighthearted.
Leslie's the other sister, guys.
Fun drink for
alone.
A good time.
Stands alone.
So it's mostly like a tequila sunrise with like lime juice. And then we have Courtney's drink is Concerta.
Okay.
What's a good way to describe that Courtney drink?
Laurent's shaking his head.
What's it?
Well, let's see what's in it, and I think that'll define my sister.
Courtney's drink is tequila and Monster.
Oh, wow. Wow. Okay. Ooh, okay.
It's got a couple other things in there, too.
Okay.
If it defines my sister the best way possible, you know.
Tequila and Monster.
And Monster, right. Boy, that's a strong drink.
That's a strong drink.
That is no joke. Monster and tequila?
Yes. Yeah, either with some wings, some muscles, a steak.
Sells a lot.
I think it goes with a steak.
Okay. Is she listening?
Hopefully.
Okay. And
Mom is the woohoo.
Okay.
Love my mother. That one drink is absolutely necessary for her, and that is it. So for her, it was something nice and light. It's just coconut rum and like pineapple juice, and a few other little stuff, but mostly coconut rum, pineapple juice. So it's like a light sweet drink for her.
Okay.
My dad is the Buzzard. He wanted to name it Buzzard. And he wanted 4 dark rums in it.
Oh,
and
boy.
I said, okay, so there's Hennessy.
Oh, Lord.
There's Jim Beam.
Oh, Lord.
There is...
I didn't catch you.
Leave you out of it. Okay, what else?
There's Hennessy, Jim Beam. I made this drink. I should know it. Not Johnny. Give me it. Coconut rum and something else. Something else is dark.
Okay.
Jameson? Yeah.
No. Try and hurt somebody. I'll get you that 4th one.
Smith, you know your stuff.
A little bit.
Pop up. I think my nerves got me, but it'll pop up. But it's 4 drinks, 4 very strong drinks, and it's really good. And then it hit me when I told somebody it was named the Buzzard, they said, oh, from Andrus. And he's from Andrus.
Yes.
And they're known for buzzards.
Yes,
and I didn't know that. And I was like, oh, that's pretty clever.
Yes.
So each drink is named after each one in the family. And it's
cool,
pretty good.
It?
Very much so. Very
and we have a pretty good mixologist on site.
Mixologist,
if you taste the drinks, they're all like, we tried to get each level. So you might have, you know, your old school drink.
But school.
Yeah, yes. You know, exactly.
So. That was the thought process in that, and along with the menu that we currently have right now, which incorporate family and different things. A lot of the dishes have a lot of backstory in them. Mm-hmm. When I landed, I just had to open up as soon as possible, because you know, mom and dad, electricity on. We gotta go.
Right.
Like you know, ain't no 3 months training. We gotta go. So we've been swinging and dinging, but like the Tony's Tacos came up from my sister
because I can cook.
Put some respect on honey,
tacos.
Please.
Tony's Tacos was definitely, when I first started cooking, Tony was like, I'm going to make up some tacos. And I was like, I'm hungry. I want to go to Wendy's or get a steak or something. I want to eat good. And she insisted, we're going to eat these tacos. And then I'm yelling at her, getting mad at her, and then she made these tacos. And then
you're going to eat 6 to 8 of them.
I literally was like, wow. Like,
guys, I have a question. This is like a... Once again, I'm very inquisitive. Okay.
Hey, bro.
How do you guys manage working together?
We fight every other. It's family business.
Like my sister will come over there at
that time. We put that in the interview process. We let the staff know, like, hey, this is
don't
a family business. This isn't like some corporate thing and, you know, multi partners coming down to visit. No, this is mom and dad's house. And, you know what I'm saying? We actually need to just, like, you know, help us grow something, help us build something. But you know, as far as family, it's family. You know, we love it, and we do not fight every hour.
I can feel the love.
Yeah,
definitely.
We have to. You know, we have so much things that we have to stay on point with. So, it's a family business. That's the best way to describe it.
Okay. So, all right. So now the fire and wine.
Mm-hmm.
Fire and wine. All right. Now, you mentioned earlier that you had people who request certain things. Like, what do people like really like?
I'll admit this, like, and it's a battle for me a bit because it was introducing new things. But Bahamians really like what they know. So, like, one of our top sellers is the LC snack. Fried lobster tail, fried crump, our signature salad, and french fries.
You know
what I'm saying? And, like, so these are the things that they love. But then I'm introducing new things to the game, whereas, like, I'm trying to do, like, our sexy snapper. If you know the recipe, it's just pretty much just like your grandmother's recipe for a steam snapper. But how we do it and how
it's
we cook
different.
It, it's a little different.
Okay.
So even if you just enjoy a good steam snapper with a good sauce and gravy and rice, it works for you. Also, a 20-year-old who doesn't even know all of those deep dishes could sit there and enjoy it as well and say, ooh, that's pretty, and take a picture of it.
Okay.
You know, so, but definitely just basically being creative. Okay. And they love new things. Bohemians love new things.
They so love the mussels because it's like you got old school stuff. Like the mussels taste like salty that they're used to. Yeah. Okay. You have to use stuff
I gotta
that
talk
they
about
know.
The salty mussels.
The salty mussels.
I was mussels. Just going to say salty mussels. I'm lost.
It's a gimmick in which like we called it salty mussels because I grew up on salty. I grew up right. getting the 25-cent salty right. from the lady on the corner.
Oh, so sauce. Y'all got the salty
the
in it, eh?
Mussels, yeah.
It tastes just like salty, okay. but it's mussels. And it's
okay.
Mm.
And
okay.
the story behind that was it was a recipe I did while in my travels, and there was a tomato chorizo sauce, and I used to eat it in this restaurant, and I was like, tastes like salty. I think we could do the same thing home, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's what essentially what I want to do.
Okay.
I just want to change up what we're used to and see if we could elevate some things or just give you a different option.
Okay, so it's on the 28th. The 28th, is that a Friday or Saturday?
Saturday.
It's a Saturday. Okay, so how much is it? Like, what should people expect?
It's $250 mm-hmm. per person.
Okay.
And what you're getting is, like, you're going to have a wine pairing mm-hmm. with each dish or whatnot. They're going to be 11 courses. So okay. we have a wine pairing, so prepare to be a little
tipsy.
A little tipsy.
Okay.
And really full, because the courses, I have them all designed so that you're going to leave happy. We have some really good desserts. I have a s'mores. It's a s'mores.
Something Foster. And I don't know what that is. What is it? It's something Foster. You know what that is, Mrs. Smith?
Banana Fosters.
Banana Fosters.
No, yeah, I have no clue what it is.
I plan on doing like a live, hopefully, if I can get clearing from mom and dad. And I don't like to build it on fire.
Okay.
But I did want to incorporate some more fire, but I got to keep it in-house. But it's just bananas that we cook down in some Hennessy, brown sugar, cinnamon. And then we throw a little bit more spices on top, and then we're going to put that on a nice graham cracker crust and then serve it with a little bit of vanilla mascarpone.
Okay.
So, and serve it to table. We okay. want to just show some flame, and then we're also pairing that up with some wines.
Okay, so $250 gets you an 11-course meal mm-hmm. paired with selected wine.
Yes, we have, we're going, you trust me when I say we have all different types. We'll have a sommelier on top on site. Speaking about each wine, because what we were really trying to promote is, number one, different ways to cook these things or different ways you mm-hmm. can, you know, enjoy these things, and also the type of wine that you want to get.
And what is a sommelier? I mean, I know what it is, but I like when people explain it, because sometimes people just, they don't know what these, you know, the fancy names are.
Natural. Mm-hmm. That's where the partnership came in with Cisco and Black Sails. Mm-hmm. They came to me. They said that they enjoy what they see, and they wanted me to, you know, utilize some products and see what I could do. And I said, if you give me a sommelier, we can sell some wines.
Mm-hmm. So tell them what the sommelier is.
The sommelier basically has a wide knowledge of the wines.
Right.
Yeah, through training.
So he's the expert.
Yeah. He'll be the expert, speaking on each, speaking on the brand, speaking on where it's from, the flavors, why they match with these things, why they go together. We have a tasting this week with Cisco just to make sure I confirm that everything is where we want it to be. So we're putting a lot of attention in this, you know.
Okay.
Even if it's, like I told my people, like even if it's a small crew, our focus is on starting something new. So like next year.
Well, I don't think this is going to be a small. I don't think it's going to be. There's nothing small no. about Bella Signature Sweets.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Right. And keeping it top shelf. I mean, that's why the sommelier mm-hmm. part is very important, because you have experts in wine. But sommeliers are like certified yes. experts. They're the one that have to do like extra training on top of testing, on top of they have to know inside out, backwards for the wine. So having that person being able to, you have that beyond expert level,
yes.
being able to tell you that this is what's going to go with this meal while you're cooking your duck breasts and your chicken wings.
It's education too.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah. So
and the experience is big for us yes. because that's what gets us our regulars. If you
okay.
the people that came to Valentine's Day, they'll remember that for the rest of their life.
Right.
You know, there was that one Valentine's that we came there and we tried the multiple courses and we had a good time.
So how do people, let's say I want to come. How do people actually, I was just wondering who was that? Okay, Randy, okay. How do people, yes. Is she coming inside too? Okay. All right. So how do people get in contact? How do they purchase a ticket? Do they go online? Do they come to Bella Signature Suites? How can people do this? Because listen now, I'm trying to figure out who gonna pay for Stani to get there. Okay. I'm going to need somebody. So how do they sign up? How do they reserve? Like what can they do?
Definitely bellasignaturesuites.net is the website. Mm-hmm. Go into the website. Everything is on there. We were able to sell our tickets online with for Valentine's Day, we'll have that available for Fire and Wine, also in person.
Okay.
That way it gives you a reason to come in and check it out and see what it looks like, see the restaurant and everything. We don't mind you stopping by to do it. And even if you call and do something over the phone, but we're right there on Soldier Road.
Yeah, guys, I would say go saying this, but nothing beats you actually going in and taking a look around. You might want, I don't know, you might want, you know, a little staycation.
Yes.
You know, you might need to get away. That's a big thing. I feel like it's a big thing that's growing in the Bahamas.
Staycations? Yeah. Absolutely. It's a nice getaway. You have the pool there. You have coin laundry there in case they want to wash their clothes and just stay for the weekend. We have corporates that have their staff fly in from different islands for different events, different meetings. They stop over. We have guests that are traveling from island to island. Mm-hmm. And then you have to stay over in Nassau for a night. We get a lot of those. We can arrange airport shuttles for them to pick them up, transportation.
Oh, really?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. We have full concierge services to get everything done. You want to arrange boat, water taxis, excursions.
So you guys take care of everything.
We do all of that, everything now, for you.
I did see in one of the rooms that that Randy took me in.
Right.
I saw that that you guys had, like, it was like a little small countertop where, you know, you could warm up your food, do little stuff.
Yes.
So it really, you know, it's really a staycation. I mean, you don't have to leave at all. You have, you could warm up your stuff.
Right.
Or you can go by the bar, hang out by the pool. There's a whole lot to do. And like I said, I don't know. It's very weird because it was just so quiet.
Yes.
Mm. Like very, very quiet.
Yes. Yeah. And comfortable.
Yes.
Very comfortable.
Yes.
Very comfortable.
Yes. So, okay, guys. So, once again, if you're interested, definitely take a look. Go on the website.
BellaSignatureSuites.net. Then you have the phone number, which is 242-425-1826. I'll repeat that. That's 242-425-1826.
You can hit it on WhatsApp, too.
That's the WhatsApp. Oh, definitely WhatsApp them for anything and everything. Any questions, concerns, reservations. Oh, I'm curious about the meeting space, the booking space.
Right.
Luckily, we've had really good response time on that. Anything you need on the websites. And then, of course, Instagram. Mm-hmm. Bella Signature. What is it? Bella Suites. Let me get your Instagram.
And mind you, outside space near the pool, that was very affordable, too. That was extremely affordable, guys.
Super Bowl was amazing out
really?
There. Yeah, they had a big screen set up. We had the bar out there. They had food coming. Food. Like, you could have a sexy snapper by the pool eating soup. It was really, really good.
And we have events lined up, too, coming for the backyard, too.
Yeah.
Cigar nights. We have Wine Down Wednesdays. That's another promotion that we have on Wednesdays. If you come on Wednesday and you spend over $60, we give you a bottle of wine with your meal. So if you're coming with a date, you're looking for a good time, that's a great, great introduction to our rooms.
Yeah.
but it's definitely what we're becoming is that gem for a lot of people.
Yes, in the East, guys. Yes. Well, I mean, it's central. I mean, it's in the East, but it's still central. Like, it's still not all the way. Like, you know, I lived in the East, everyone would be like, no, I don't want to visit. You live too far. Yeah. Really?
We're right next to the mall. So it's like right off the highway.
Yeah.
Right off Wolf Road, the main intersection. And then even if you're coming from Bay Street, you just take Village Road straight up to Soldier Road and boom, we're right there. So I think we're very conveniently located.
Okay, guys. Okay, so we're going to take a quick... somebody said Culmers. I'm just looking at this.
Nice.
Someone said Culmers are from Savannah Sound. Shall they claim in y'all? Mm-hmm. Culmers are from Savannah Sound, Eleuthera, not Habaco.
Oh, well, she could be a different...
It could be a different...
Our age Culmer had a lot of kids. Okay, right. And everyone that knows our age knows his kids, and my dad, Edwin Culmer, is one of them.
Oh, really?
So I could believe the Savannah Sound, I could believe Freeport, but like I said, my grandmother is the one that's from Blanket Sound, so if you ask about Rocky Blanket Sound, Andrews, the prime ministers would come, and they would see her, she was like that person there, so definitely, and you know, our age is from Freeport, so it's a bunch of different Culmers. It's a lot of us.
Okay, good.
Love stuff. All of them. Thank you.
Okay, guys, so we're gonna take a commercial break and we're gonna be right back. Once again, give them the telephone number
242-425-1826 and Instagram is Bella Signature 242.
All right. Thank you.
reliable and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it.
Printmasters, bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
At Star General, you can go gold. Comprehensive car insurance covers loss or damage from accidents, fire, theft, and third-party liability. But the Gold Package gives you increased coverage for rental car and windscreen, personal accident, medical benefits, deductible waiver, and 24-hour roadside assistance where available. Our Star General Gold Package also gives you up to $2,500 for accidental damage to a rental car anywhere in the Bahamas. Go gold with Star General. Insurance made simple.
The following is a paid political message. That was a paid political message.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
I don't feel my leg at all right now, so I think I'd be fine and I'd go to Worlds and represent the Bahamas and do my best.
We are back. Yeah, listen, this is really a brother and sister thing going on. Y'all jokety for true. Seriously. Lerona, I asked you this during the break, but you know, you could say it on since we're live. Are you the happy medium?
Definitely. I am the safest driver in the family. All right. I am the one that keeps it all together. Everybody else is crazy except me.
Yes. Except you. Agreed. Okay. Agreed. So, okay. Who's the highly strung one out of everyone? Yes, that's right. I put it right out there. Here, man. Make sure you say that in the mic. And guys, you can give me a call. I know this. We're talking about, you know, what we're talking about. And I know the information is there. But definitely, if you want to message me, you can message me 422-4796. That's 422-4796. You can also... I don't know what Brittany telling me right now. Brittany texted mine. You know. Oh, you did? Oh, sorry. Jesus. Lord, Brittany is be doing me so bad. What is this now? I'm right here running my big yabba dabba. Oh, okay. Gracias. Brittany messaged that little piece there. I'm right. Listen, if y'all could see Brittany right now, Girl, I'm 100 years old. Y'all know I can't be reading through glass and all them things. I can't even see too good through this glass. Talk with the look at the lip to see how you're trying to form them words. Shall I go on down here a long time? I just saying. Okay. All right. So now we were, you were getting ready to say who was the high strong person out of all.
Still remember the question.
That's right.
Which one? Can you honestly say there's definitely a race for first place.
Really? Out of who?
It's like an even tie between, I would say, everybody else except Leslie.
Everyone besides.
I mean, like, they're all racing for it.
Because Leslie has a very.
Yeah, Leslie's even keel.
Yes.
Leslie's just like me.
I love her.
She's here to do a job. She's sweet. Everybody else.
So you ain't calling no name. It's four of y'all.
It's the truth.
It's four of y'all. It's the absolute truth. It's not you and it's not Leslie.
For full clarity and understanding, like, this whole situation could define us. My father walked on the property with no intent, did not tell anybody the plan, did not write nothing
down.
We didn't know this was happening.
Even when we still didn't know.
We didn't know.
So he didn't say it. But did he have the idea, like, before?
No, I don't think so.
So when did the idea start to formulate?
Because even when he's building, I'm like, Daddy, what is this? He's like, I don't know. We're just going to go with this. Like, this is, I don't know. And it's just like, okay. So we're on the second floor. Do you kind of know yet? I'm not sure yet. And then it's like 16 rooms where? What? And then even like when they're doing it, it's like the bar is too high. The bar is this, the bar is that. And they don't listen to anybody. They know what they're doing.
Uh-huh.
And they did it.
Mom and dad?
Mom and dad. They're on the same brain.
So how long have they been married?
They're both born in the same year, in the same month, 8 days apart. They've been together since, I want to say, since Sax and since St. Augustine.
Oh, Lord, not the Sax again. Oh, gosh. Brandy, keep quiet out there, please. Oh, Lord, I'm so Sax out right now after this week.
Man, you Sax out? That's Sax.
Y'all went to Sax too, eh?
That is all of us. Dad and mom. Past the 80. Like, yes, all the way down.
Hi, Dr. Novia Carter. Hi, hello, Sax. Oh, all gosh, yes. I'm sick of her. Okay.
Right now.
Yeah, let's just keep it rolling.
All straight down to Leslie. Leslie is 15. My sister's 08. I'm not giving my year.
Okay, well, you know, because 01. When Laurent said that he was 39, I was like, now hold on, because then I was doing the little maths. Yeah, and I noticed you were very quiet. Yeah, she had nothing to say.
I'm at that point, you know, like, where women don't reveal their age, and it's like, I never understood that, but now I do, and I'm okay with this. Like,
let's just keep it rolling.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's just keep it rolling. Okay, so the vision was mom and, well, dad, first, just and then young. You guys just
and
followed.
Not just that, like, you say he was the most high-strung. Mom came aboard, and we had Bonaventure Medical Lab. Mom came aboard, and we had things going on, so, like,
so it should have been a whole laboratory, and then...
So whose idea was it with the laboratory?
Oh, I mean, that's my mom.
Mom's going on 30 years now. Okay. 30 years in business.
The lab has been officially open 27...
No, Leslie's 30.
Leslie's 30.
I mean...
did you guys work there? Like, were y'all involved? Like, how you guys are involved with Bella?
We'll stake my claim and say that I was.
See, once again, this is a family business.
Leroy, I noticed it. I see a little trend here, though, yeah. Leroy. Mm-hmm. You know what I see? I noticed first it was her who introduced you to cooking.
It's me.
And now she was the one who was involved with the lab.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm noticing a little trend.
It's a very Game of Thrones style.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, is she Cersei? Is she who?
Yes, but even like with the lab, like, of course, again, because I'm the oldest of the four. Right. So it's like when mom was setting up, I think her first space was in Dr. Hall Watson's building and like getting all the furniture together, getting everything like implemented, like creating like the spreadsheets and reports that she used. Technically, I think some of them she still does use paper-wise in the laboratory for recording some of the results and stuff like that. So in the beginning, I was only in high school. I was only in grade 7, grade 8, but I'm the nerd, and I just helped out wherever I could because that's what you just do in Bahamian family businesses. You're the oldest. You're just in there. So, again, I think so from then, and then I went off to school and then came back. My sister worked at PMH, and she took her knowledge and experience from there, and she graduated with a degree in medical technology.
Sister, we talking about?
Courtney.
Yeah, Courtney. Okay, I haven't met Courtney yet.
No. Oh, you love her.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Yeah, I haven't met her yet.
I'll say this on air. Courtney's the smartest.
Courtney's the smartest.
She got y'all in the bag.
Courtney, Courtney's the smartest. Courtney gets it all lined up, like, for what she's dealing with. Like, that's why she was able, that's why we're able to do what we're doing, because she was able to take the lead.
Did you hear what she just said?
Doesn't matter.
Okay, just keep going.
Courtney was able to take the lead on the lab, yes, and mom, help mom, like, you know, so she can navigate. It's truly a family, yeah, business, Bahamian family. When you come to us, you're not supporting, right, a major group. You're supporting a family, a Bahamian,
family,
bred family business and concept from the bush up.
Wow. You know,
so that's really all we're,
so,
all
okay, about. What is it like to be, and I wish your mom and dad were here, actually, mm-hmm, because, like, what is it like to be, like, the next generation, the second generation of, you know, of business owners, of entrepreneurs, of being in the family business, however you want to coin it. And I wish they were here, because it would be interesting to see, like, what their response would be to watch their children now, you know, come into the fold and actually...
That's Bahamian history, though. I mean, right, that's what it's about. The farms in Anderson, Abaco, they helped out. Like, when I asked my Grammy one time, it was like, what made you become a seamstress? And she said, it's either you work outside or you work inside. So you right, had to do something with the family. So that's how she became a head seamstress, and it trickled on down. So, I mean, being with the next people to do it, for me personally as the oldest, is just...
I'll say this. It is very much so different from, yeah, before, because when I see all the things my mom was able to have done and my dad's been able to have done, and they've done it without ChatGPT.
Right.
They did it without the internet. They did it without social media.
Sober.
So, you know what I'm saying? They did so much things. So, like, from their perspective, sometimes they pressure us because we're in this now of technology and things. So they push us to take things to another level, because they think, what would they have done if they had what we have today? And you know what I'm saying? So, like, as far as my parents, how they feel, like, it's raising us, it is a pushing, like, you know, you have parents that love you, you have parents that are investing in you, you have parents that support, right, you. What are you going to do? Like, you know what I'm saying? We had what we had, but we made the best of it. What are you going to do with what you have? So it's not a, it's not a spoiled thing. It's a work.
No,
thing.
Everybody, like, got to, I was just about to say.
From day one.
Okay, yeah, you guys seem very grounded. Like how has that happened? Like, what was it like? Like, what did mom and dad instill in you guys? Because you all seem very grounded, very committed, very consistent, very dedicated to the business, and everyone knows their role. Mm-hmm. They're doing their thing. You know, we laughed about getting along and not, mm-hmm, getting along, and like, how, like, what did they pour in that other people maybe don't do?
Nothing's free.
okay.
Nothing's free. You know what I'm saying? Like, every dollar that they put in, they had to work for it. They had to invest in. They had to get a response for. They had to hustle for. Like, nothing was given.
So what about bringing y'all up, though? Like, did y'all have, like, what's the secret ingredient?
You gotta show up. Yeah. You gotta be there. That's their motto.
You gotta be there.
It's your business. Like, you gotta be there. It's your house. You gotta be there. If it's your thing, you gotta be there. If it's your boutique, your restaurant.
They mad at us right now for doing this.
We're not here. We're not there.
You're supposed to be.
You gotta be there. You're supposed to be working.
Yeah, you're supposed to be there. So whatever it is,
they don't play with.
You better be there.
And
if you're not there, you don't want it. If you don't want it, I'm gonna give it to somebody else. So
that's interesting, Mrs. Smith. Like, what do you think about that? Because I mean, you know, we're both parents. Like, how? Because times people think that, okay, I'm gonna give my children like what I didn't have. So, but it sounds like they did it different. They actually, no. We ain't giving y'all. Y'all better catch y'all hip inside here and work too. Like, you know, that's something that may be missing sometimes with parenting in the Bahamas too.
Yeah, I think it's a fine line. I think it's a good ethic to instill in your children that, you know, mommy and daddy had to work hard to get this. No one gave this to us. In order for this to be maintained over generations for you, your children, and your children's children, I need to instill this work ethic in you so that you can transcend this for generations to come.
Okay. Random Citizen, you've been on. I didn't even call Random Citizen. Hello, Random Citizen, are you there?
I'm here, listening.
Okay, what's your 5 cents? Gal, you've been quiet.
Yeah, just listening. I actually went, I met Courtney. I did the course at Bonaventure.
Nice.
doing the phlebotomy course, and yeah, everything is pretty good.
Oh,
and
okay.
I'm looking forward to going to Bella, to the Bella Suites to see what I've heard so much about it, so many good things. So I would most definitely, when I have time, come and check it out.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Well, the nature of your business, you definitely need a staycation.
Yeah.
You definitely need a staycation. Okay. So Mom, those instilled hard work.
I mean, at the end of the day, the other thing is he's a chef.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you going to be a chef at a different place when we have something here? If I'm the accountant, why are you going to be an accountant somewhere else? We have all these businesses here.
Mm-hmm.
If you're the medical technologist, it only makes sense. And then even Leslie, who's the personable people person, and she's been making it work.
And she's amazing.
Exactly. Yeah, so she's been really amazing. Like her stepping into this role has been beyond top shelf for everything and for her. So why go anywhere else? Like help out the family. It only makes sense.
A very calming spirit. Yes. Like Leslie is very nurturing. Mm-hmm. Right. Tanya, your energy is like, hey, okay, guys, listen, we're going to get this together. This is what we're doing. Blah, 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 blah. And then Laurent is like, listen, I just want to cook my food. Listen, I don't know what you're...
My kids
you just meet me.
Right? She like, just got here.
Yeah, like, listen.
She just described my kids.
Really?
So bad. Yeah, she's bad. Just like that. Oh, really? Hi, how are you? My name is...
this is how her daughter is?
Born on the same day. It's amazing.
Really?
Yeah, it's
crazy.
God knew what he was doing.
Okay, now you mentioned something. You mentioned... hiring. Y'all hiring?
It's like this. We're treating it like a hotel and we have goals. We want to be open for late night. We have goals. We want to be open for late night. We want to be open on Sunday nights. We're closed on Mondays right now. We want to get back open on Mondays. So like that is staff, that is training, that is servers, that is bartenders, that is cooks, that is dishwashers. So like what I tell us is we accept all resumes and you know, we vet them. It's a family business, you know, so it's not the whole 3-interview process and you got to do this and that. Sometimes it's just about being trustworthy.
I was just about to say, because, okay, of course, the first contact person was Leslie.
Yes.
So, right, this is the first time that I'm meeting both of you.
Mm-hmm.
And so Leslie was kind of the contact person and I assume she spoke with everyone else and then, you know, it was finalized. So it won't be a situation where this person has to go through everybody.
No. You could call Leslie, let us know the position. You just call, bring your resume in, let us know what you're interested in. So when something pops up, you know, we're ready to go. But like it just takes time with the training, because we have a new menu coming up in about 2 weeks' time. We're trying to restructure a lot of the training process. We're trying to make the food go out faster. We've had that complaint sometimes where, you know, and sometimes like you can't tell a customer, we had 3 call outs today, you only got 2 cooks in the back, they're cooking for 70 people in one hour. They don't want to hear that. They want hot food, hot.
They want their food.
You know, and so it's
and all everything's cooked to order. So.
Yeah, and it's been that's been difficult too, you know what I'm saying? Trying to get people on, keep them trained up, and you know, so and also finding the right parts. So yeah, we are immediately hiring because we have the events coming up, we have late night coming up, we have so much opportunities coming up. And to be honest with you, the best part is being able to teach and you're providing a job, but a lot of people would have to catch a bus way down the road for or go way out west for. You know, we're right in the area, we're local, and, you know.
Yeah, I'm sitting here, and, you know, I have a conversation with people, whoever it is, and I'm thinking that, you know, like, you would be a really good mentor.
For me?
Yes. Like, you have very good temperament. Right? That's number one, because you need patience to deal with. Child, you need patience to deal with this workforce?
I've been saying
that. Lord, in the morning? Okay. That's number one. Number two, okay, you seem very passionate about teaching. Like, even when you spoke about your first business, like, that was actually one of the first things that you mentioned, that you talked about, you know, you help people, you prepare them for the job market.
Yeah.
You know, so I think you need to go do one little mentoring something or do one little course or do something.
I've been back home 7 months now. And
seriously.
We have a lot of things on the table.
We've only been open 7 months. So we're still,
you know.
But that sounds good.
I'm working, you know. That's what I tell anybody.
Apprenticeship program, something.
That.
Yeah.
Best thing I tell you is, like, you see, I'm working. Like, you want a mentor? You see what I'm doing? Like, I'm working. Go to work and learn something. You know, the best thing, like, my cooks today, I'm like, get a book. You know, everything you learned, everything I went to culinary school for was in a book.
Well, I must say, too, the staff, everybody was fine.
Oh, good.
Yeah, like I didn't have any issues, and trust me.
You would let me know.
Oh, goodness, yeah. Customer service, yeah. But everyone was fine, even the person who recorded my little video, Brandy and I. Yeah, it was, everybody was very personable.
And we're trying to get better still. Yeah. You know, we still.
I love our current staff. So shout out to the Bella staff for sure. Our staff, top to bottom, housekeeping, back of the house, dishwasher, cook, chef.
Everybody.
All of them, honestly, current, even before, I love our staff.
It's been a ride, but like it's been Bahamian. It's been different for me. A lot of things that, you know, I got away with in the States, you can't.
So, well, how long? Because you did kind of disappear after Seafood Shack.
Well, what I did was when this was being built, I had the option to just sit down and collect rent or get sharper in my skills. So I went to Florida. I worked in a couple steakhouses, worked in a couple hotels. Just bounced around, learned suppliers, learned some techniques, just pretty much being a sponge. You know, I went over there and just see what I could see. How is this chef making this work? He's selling asparagus for $28. How, you know? But then you have the asparagus, and you're like, oh my God, that was amazing. You know, that's a tough gamble to get, especially with Bahamians.
Right.
You know, Americans, you know, oh my God, I love what you do with this phone. Bahamians, I hungry. What you doing with, bro?
And you got like, asparagus? No.
I hungry, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, so like, that's a tough sell. So like, I had to like, strategize and just see like tricks and tips and then go. And then when this was opening, to open up a hotel.
So like, what's the difference between working there and being here? Like in the workforce or work environment? Like what is it?
You get to go home.
Well, I currently live in the hotel. So I sleep there, wake up there. So, you know.
Oh, for true?
Yeah, I got it.
That's cool.
It's just the training. You gotta be available. Like Dad and Mom said, you gotta be there. But difference-wise, I would say...
Mom and Dad sound like they don't play, boy. Y'all better try and come inside here and go wake. Y'all waking for this pay.
Yeah,
I like that.
The biggest difference, I'd say, from here in the States would have to be... I would say when you're dealing with... And this is not to stir up any fish or anything like that or whatever like that, but, like, respect here is valued at a much higher level than it is in the States. When I say that in the States, some people will keep that job. You could say whatever to them. But if that job is doing something for them, whether it's paying their kids' school fee or whether it's, you know, even if it's just their bare money.
Right.
They'll work that job just for their bare money. And they'll take, you know, they'll take instruction and whatever you say to them is fine. In the Bahamas, they could not have a job for 5 years.
They don't give a five cent.
No, if you don't say good morning to them and you say good morning to the next person next to them, it's a vibe.
Serious beef.
Yeah, it's like you said good morning to her. You ain't say good morning to me, so I don't know what's going on in here. And they're ready to quit. And, you know, but that's what I mean. Like, so, like, your respect level with staff has to be, like, you just can't talk to everybody, like, any type of way here. I think the best thing for anybody in business here is to get to know your people, establish your rules, establish your borderline, establish, you know, and, you know, still, too, we can't play cute. Cute is still a business.
Okay.
So, like, you know, we love everybody that's been in through our doors, but, like, business is business, too, so we've had to eliminate positions as well, but that's also been a part
I was just going to say, you know, a lot of times when I speak with persons in the hospitality industry, well, you know, we have to hire, we have to keep hiring, but that kind of comes with the territory. Like, it's very transitional. Like, it is what it is.
You try to take care, try to do your best, but I will admit, now, even in my 7 months, my first staff is not the same staff.
Yeah.
In 7 months, I have a totally different crew from the day one, and I love the first set just as much. I mean, I had a good time with everybody. But still, though, just, like, things happen, life happens. And Bahamian-wise, that's why I'm saying that we're hiring, and we're continually just accepting resumes.
Okay, so, guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break, but, okay, so if someone is interested in being a server, someone is interested in housekeeping, what else?
Cooking, bartendering.
Bartendering, okay.
No, we're not doing managers right now.
And no front desk.
Okay.
I think front desk is booked out.
No, give me front desk too.
And front desk. Okay, guys.
Cleaners, all that.
And then we have, like I said, a whole bunch of events and stuff coming up. We're going to need servers the time.
We ain't got to talk that. Stanya Davis is here. I actually have a company for temporary employees in the hospitality industry.
Perfect.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, yes, ma'am. As a matter of fact, look at Mr. Smith. I don't have no shame in this. As a matter of fact, too. You see how you said, you keep poking me, you poked the bear, I got to just put it out there.
Go ahead.
You know how earlier you said that, okay, if you have people come in and three people called in sick, mm-hmm. and you know, you can't tell the people you ain't got no cooks, that's all right. I got you.
You got me?
Yes, I do. Yes, because the business is temporary employment. Mm-hmm. So if you have someone who's on vacation, you need someone to come in, somebody call out. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I could get you that person. Someone come in.
Yeah.
That's right.
We talk right y'all
didn't even know that. Immediately. That
look, oh, y'all thought y'all was getting rid of Teddy to stand here after to say, Tahai, no. Tahai.
So all those resumes that are coming in, when you come in, just that's be top right. shelf, because we have a temp on standby.
Hello, somebody.
Yeah.
Yes.
Top shelf.
Okay, guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to talk about the daily specials, and then we're going to touch just for 2 seconds mm-hmm. on, you know, the last episodes. I see somebody then message here talking about how I could be traumatized. That's why I changed how that quick, because it was. I wouldn't say I was traumatized now, guys. I said it just touch a little something inside my soul. Okay? Now we can be right back. Thanks.
Track and field fans, it's that time. Time for the B3A Crypto Trials, March 20th through 22nd at the original Thomas A. Robinson Stadium. Come see the country's finest young athletes in blazing battles on the track and fierce field competition as they look to book their tickets to the 53rd Crypto Games in St. George's, Grenada on the Easter holiday weekend. Who will make the team to represent the Bahamas? Be there for the B3A Crypto Trials, March 20th through 22nd at the original Thomas A. Robinson Stadium. Competition starts at 5 p.m. on Friday, March 20th, and 3 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday, March 21st and 22nd. General admission, $12. Children under 12, $8. $20 VIP. 3-day passes are $34 general admission, $20 children under 12, and $58 for a 3-day VIP pass. The B3A Crypto Trials, March 20th through 22nd. Don't you miss it.
Put more money back in your pocket with the Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan. Why pay more when you can pay less? Reduce your monthly debt payments down to one low, easy payment. Apply for a Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity. We're good for you.
Girl, you see how Cora eye look funny, all black up yesterday?
But she say she bump into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday, you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
What you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now, you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman, doesn't matter. What you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence. And we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in no body business, then Jack come after me and I land up next to Cora.
No, man, we could call a text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how this work.
We can call them in Miami at 328-TIPS or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll-free at 300-TIPS or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app and we could text them and the messages get on mix-up before it leave your phone so nobody can know what you saying.
So what we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
And we are back and we're just chatting. This is, I always say, like the breaks, that is be the juicy conversations, man, because I already find out who is care? Who is do what inside the family? What he learn about women? What he didn't learn about women being the son or brother and having three sisters? Because y'all know I be nosy now. I got asked Mrs. Smith, why are you looking like, yes, I'm nosy. I'm watching you. I got my eye on you. But anyhow, okay. So
you're trying to read my mind.
Yeah, I watch
you.
You
know, I know you long time.
Long time. Right. So, okay, guys, just one last question, then I'm going to go touch on these episodes here. Mm-hmm. You said you all have daily specials. What's the daily specials?
Well, that's what we're trying to incorporate now.
Start with Tuesday.
Tuesdays, you have Tony. You know, Taco Tuesdays?
Yeah. Oh.
We go Tony's Tuesdays.
Okay.
In which you can get the Tony Montana, Tony's Tacos, or whatnot.
Wait, what kind of tacos are we talking now?
That's the Tony's Tacos that I spoke on earlier with the chicken, black bean and corn salsa, cheese,
okay,
and avocado crema. Okay. With a Tony Montana, I believe, for.
But that fish one you used to do, though, not dying.
When
the
you
menu
see this new menu, I think that's one of the biggest things for this radio ad today. The new menu. It's going to be a lot of the old with the new.
Okay, and so like, we'll call it combining both.
If you enjoyed Seafood Shack, it's going to be Seafood Shack times 10. Like,
elevated.
What we're going to do.
Okay.
You know, it's going to be focused more on just, a lot more on quality, on freshness. I'm trying to keep more fresh stuff in the building.
Okay.
You make more money off of the frozen. But as far as, like, what people are asking for.
Right.
We have some things really in motion that we're just trying to get it off. So with this new menu coming, If you know me from Seafood Truck or anything, whatever, the new menu is going to be a whole different game changer as far as like Bahamian cuisine and what we could do in this country.
Okay, so we have our daily happy hour.
Speaking of Mike, Tony.
Sorry, we have our daily happy hour every day from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m.
Okay.
For Taco Tuesdays, is normally from 5 to 8 p.m. where you get the Tony's Tacos, the Tony Montana drink, and then a shot of tequila. Then we have Wine Down Wednesdays, where if you spend over $60, you get a complimentary bottle of wine.
Mm-hmm.
Got reggae and dancehall music.
Reggae and dancehall.
Okay, that's Wednesday.
That's Wednesday.
Okay, go ahead.
Friday night is normally happy hour. It's been popping since the beginning, from 4 to 8 p.m. We have happy hour specials. They change every so often. So we post them online on Instagram and WhatsApp and all of our socials. You see the different Friday nights, which is where we normally have a DJ there. It's pretty good. Brunch is also really
brunch
good.
Is brunch on
is
Sunday?
Brunch is unstoppable. The brunch menu is amazing.
Is that his brunch? Like, is it just on Sundays?
Just
or is
on
it?
Sundays.
Well, we offer the brunch menu Saturday and Sunday now.
Saturdays and Sundays.
So you got stew fish, the boiled fish, the classic dishes. Yes, we have the Johnny Cake. We got a crawfish salad, tuna salad, and grits. We got something that you know from seafood. That was something that came from Seafood Truck.
He French toasted Johnny Cake.
Yeah, the French toasted Johnny Cake. That's one of our top sellers. The Larry Lobster is a lobster omelet. Everybody's been loving that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Brunch is picking up in a majorly
What time is brunch?
Brunch we serve from 9, and we open up the full menu till 6. But that new menu is coming as well in 2 weeks. The new brunch menu is going to be a problem because we're going to need more parking.
The new brunch menu.
I'm quite annoyed at how good it is because I'm like, oh goodness, here we go. Because the new brunch will be everything that you want from unlimited mimosas, working out even like a hookah station in the back, working out.
Only thing y'all did today was make me dead hungry. I ain't telling y'all a word dead hungry.
I'm in the mood for like a crawfish club right now. It's like a huge sandwich that you're not gonna finish. You can't finish it.
It's a crawfish
like crawfish salad on like a club with like avocado, and it's really
nice.
Good.
Like I said, we're getting sponsors, and I'm quite happy with it because we didn't do the traditional route that a lot of restaurants go through with vetting a lot of things. You know what I'm saying? Like a lot of it is straight out, not a lot of it, everything is straight out of my head.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like from the avocado Caesar salad, we're the
only ones with stew lobster.
It's probably somebody else, but I'm not even
We're the only ones with stew lobster. I said it.
I don't remember. I mean, Mrs. Smith, random citizen. Do y'all know any place who does stew? What is that? Stew lobster?
Not
no, I haven't heard.
Yeah. That's us.
That's
what I'm saying. I wouldn't even know. I'm stuck
nobody
in
knows. It's just.
But what I wanted to put on us is. Is there any consideration? I heard you meant hookah. Is there any consideration for a cigar lounge or a cigar area?
We got the humidor in, and we're working with a supplier now. That's also, like I said, a lot is happening right now.
One of the feature events is going to be Steak and Cigars. So it's supposed to be like a cigar. I have a lot of cigar enthusiasts on this island.
Yeah.
A lot of people love those hand-rolled cigars.
They sound like Mrs. Smith.
Yeah. Oh, nice. But you get like the premium.
That sounds like I find a new spotty.
Right. The premium steaks. And you're going to have like.
It's going to be very cool.
Yeah. The curated spirits to go with all of that. So it's going to be a nice little guy night. And then they're going to have in like a relaxed atmosphere out by the pool. So that's also a different concept. Like I said, we have events. And then you can do sip and paint out there.
Wow.
Is what we also want to do. Canvas and cocktails is what we're calling it. Canvas and cocktails and sip and paint. So canvas and cocktails is where we have artists showcasing their artwork and you have cocktails going around also by the pool. And then, of course, then you have to sit down, sip and paint.
They're asking where this is. Okay. can you see? Right, someone is asking.
We're right on Soldier Road North. So if you're coming from the highway, you have the funeral home on your right hand side. You're going to make a left to go north on Soldier Road. And then we're the first big white building on Turfway. If you're coming from Village Road and you're headed south, we're going to be on your right hand side. But basically, we're across the street from Woodlawn.
Yeah, not exactly, but yeah.
That, Woodlawn or Seahorse Institute, that blue building right there on Soldier Road, or right across the street. So it's like a big white building, white wall. You can't miss it. On Turfway.
Okay, guys, y'all got that? So it's the block, Soldier Road, the block between. It's Prince Charles, Robinson Road,
right.
And the roundabout.
Right, so we're right off the highway.
Right. Near Woodlawn.
Right.
Okay, guys. So I think you should just go there, take a look.
Yeah. And we're open today till
11 o'clock as it closes at 11 o'clock.
Yeah, I would say, go and have lunch, go for the brunch. Mm-hmm. Lunch? Right, if you're having an event, like definitely, this is a place that I'm definitely going to consider when I have my events, for sure. If you want a staycation, you just want to get away. Sometimes, before I came in today, I was sitting in the car running. You need to go relax yourself. You need to take it down. You need to leave everybody alone. Sometimes, guys, we need to run.
We get that a lot.
Run away.
We get that a lot.
And I've said on all of our tours, I think we have the best beds in Nassau. Like Baja Mar, all y'all could come for me. I think we have the best beds in Nassau at Bella Suites.
This boy.
I'm telling you.
I will say this. Like, that's the thing. Like, you come.
It's true.
Try it. Like,
tell me I'm wrong. And I'm grown now. So if I'm wrong, I'll say I'm wrong.
The rooms are really nice, guys. They're like, it's modern.
Yes.
You can see it's brand new things. There's nothing old inside there. You can see that people took their time or a person took their time to decorate and design it. It's comfortable. It's elegant. And, guys, you want to impress girl? You're on the family island. You coming over?
Date night.
Yeah.
Date night has been huge for us. I think that's been one of the most proudest things from my end because we got a lot of relationships happening there. Like a lot of people are coming, meeting people on the street and saying, I want to take you out. And they come there and they're both trying it together for the first time together. So it's like, it's an experience for both of them.
And they're bonding.
And like we said, the whole gimmick really, if the date's good.
That's right. Stay over. That's what I'm saying. I didn't see nothing
put
wrong.
Put the key on the receipt.
Add the room to the bar bill.
That's right.
We've done that. We put the key right at your table.
Send your food upstairs.
That's right.
We've done all of that.
Listen, you don't even have to come out more. That's it.
Compliment your breakfast in the morning. It depends upon which room you book. You get a breakfast included. That's right. Yeah.
We had a crew come Saturday. They booked it Saturday. They had a great time, happy hour. They had a great evening. They went by the pool. They had a great night. It was lit. And then they had brunch Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. They checked out Sunday afternoon. And they by the road.
Centrally located. So that's
awesome. Yeah, my guys. Yeah. Well, I did a little video. So I need to post a video so that y'all can take a quick look.
Okay.
But start with going to the Fire and Wine. Start there, guys. If you just start there, 11-course meal.
That's going to be good.
Hello.
I'm not going to lie. I put a lot of effort in this one.
That's almost unheard of, guys. 11-course meal.
Get your tickets.
Come hungry.
Exactly. I'm hungry right now. Okay, so I would say, maybe Valentine's Day pass, but listen, every day could be Valentine's. Or if you're a foodie like me, just go do it for yourself.
Fire and wine can only fit how many people?
Oh, man. We only got, 15 more bookings available.
Ooh, only 15 bookings available.
Only got 15 bookings available. Y'all
didn't even know their host to say I didn't wait for food.
Well, just because, you know, it's all going out one time. I don't want an experience where, like, 15 people? You know, some people don't get their food.
15 people left?
Yeah. That means people have already been booking. I think it's small. It's small.
Guys,
y'all
heard that? And you have intimate gatherings like this. You book up quickly.
Yeah. And you only got, like, a week left. You got to get in there this week, because once the reservations. I'm not doing that Valentine's Day thing.
We had to turn 12. I counted. I had to turn 12 people away, and I feel really bad.
Excuse me. What his number is? Y'all need to call them like right now. Who have the phone? Do you have the phone?
I'm just saying.
Right. Y'all need to call right now and book. Come bring that big debit/credit card out.
Yeah.
And listen, 15.
425-1826. You could WhatsApp them. Even if you message them to say, hey, I'm on my way. To come get my tickets, I could do it over the phone, but 425-1826, send them a message, give them a call, show up on Soldier Road, go online to the website, send them an email, go on Instagram, I need my ticket, we'll reach out and make sure that you get it done.
Are we going to talk about it?
No.
Well, we out of time anyway, but this is the, you know, membership we believe on this, the quick membership. Tings. That's all I got to say.
I'm the accountant of the family, and I am against
this. This is on me.
It's the brother and sister fight.
This is on me.
Wants to do membership.
We're doing a Bella membership.
Ay, Dios mío.
All right. It's going to start tomorrow.
Listen, y'all. If y'all are not watching,
It starts tomorrow.
No. Because one of the perks of membership is three free drinks.
Man, for $2.50 a month, you could walk in Bella anytime we are open and get three drinks on the house.
Each visit?
Every visit.
No, man. That can't. No. Now, listen.
You get 10% off food. And you, then you get first dibs to all
have,
events.
You have a lot of people booking this.
No, right. You must be stuck right now.
$2.50 a month, three free drinks.
Three complimentary drinks every time
you walk in the building.
Each day, 7 days.
10% off.
Listen, Brandy even outside, man. 10%
off.
Brandy even, y'all, Brandy's looking in.
If you come tomorrow and you ask for a membership, you will get a membership tomorrow.
Anyway, 425-1826. I know my staff hear me.
So that's going to be.
Listen, let's.
I hope not.
Do tomorrow.
Yeah, listen.
Three free drinks plus.
I don't see wrong of being a problem.
But you hear the perks he's trying to pitch? It's membership, drinks.
Yes, drinks,
discounts on.
You said
every time they come, y'all ain't even gonna say anything else.
No, you can't tell Bahamians that. You can't tell Bahamians every time they come for three free drinks every time they come.
Every time.
You want people to come every day.
You come in the morning, get a drink. Afternoon, drink. After work, get a drink. Anyway, you're straight. You ain't got to wash them.
Three per day. We out of here.
All right, for the people. Come see me.
Listen.
To be discussed further.
Y'all, be out of here because I don't see Ron in problems.
I won't see you come tomorrow.
If the link is online, it's official.
$250 for the month and free drinks. And discount on the room.
And also, we have raffles. We're putting in raffles and games, so we'll put your name right in the hat.
Brittany is the boss. You see, she's playing the music. Okay, look at her. You see, don't mind looking nice, boy.
Thank you guys for having us.
Thank you so much, guys.
It was a blast.
It's the 28th, March 28th. Yeah. Only 15 spots available. Give them a call for
425-1826. Bella Signature 242.
We out of here. Bye-bye. Tell it to Sanya.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.